you know, just gets better and better. Earlier, of course, Cameron Tilbury, key to actually say that's a fantastic sort of piece when we played Tallulah Randall Blind Like a Fool. We've heard Ghost on the Water, of course, and that, John, was Tallulah singing, of course, Colourblind. What did you make of that one?
Beautiful.
It was, wasn't it? Absolutely it was. Outstanding. And, yeah. And accordingly, wrapping up the whole sequence, as we have to say, happy trails to your good self, Tallulah Randall. Are you indeed there?
I'm here.
Fantastic. Back from Australia, all manner of wonderful things, etc. In fact, your first duty, Tallulah, is to ask our ace head of the American Studies program those last two questions. So over to you, Tallulah. Would you like to ask John Dixon, you know, those last two questions? Has he enjoyed the
Me?
Show? Yeah, I think so.
That's right, okay.
Has he enjoyed the show?
Have you enjoyed the show?
It's been really fun, yes.
And will he be returning?
If Alex asked me to, I'm sure. I'd just like to say Tallulah's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you very much.
And as American Studies, it kind of brings all kind of things to me in mind.
Miss Bankhead, right. Of course.
Miss Bankhead.
You know, very much the thought. And, yeah. And indeed, the character played by Jodie Foster in Bugsy Malone, to name but two.
You see, Alex is on the ball all the time. Yes, thank you both. Had a really nice time.
There you go. So, Tal, a month-long January Australian tour is where you've sort of returned from. We followed you details through. It sounded as though you were having some quite fun activities there weather-wise.
Yeah, it was pretty full-on. The first week that we were there, we were at a festival up in Queensland in the sort of torrential rain for 6 days, and intense. We had a show every day, kind of sort of wade through the mud to get from where we were to where we had to be. It was brilliant there, and the Australians have this open-heartedness and this enthusiasm for everything. It's brilliant. So it was great.
I was gonna say, but, was it a bit like an Antipodean Glastonbury then?
You know? Yeah, basically. That's exactly what it was like.
Amazing.
But the next, we then had another 4 weeks on the road after that, of which I think it did rain for 3.5 weeks. And everywhere we went was just flooded. It was extraordinary. I've been going to Australia every other year since I was a kid, because obviously I'm half Australian. Mm. And I've never seen it like that.
No. And you presumably got various folks saying, "Good day, Tallulah. Have you brought an ark or something?" You know.
Well, thank you for bringing the weather with you.
Yeah, but the key thing is they should realise that you're bringing your own innate natural sunshine to the whole thing. That's the key thing. Or indeed, as Contact Music said, sublime, fragile, soulful, and heart piercing in its intensity. AOL, one of the most relentlessly creative people in the Northern Hemisphere. I thought that was an interesting quote, because it kind of suggested that you are quite rightly on your way to world domination, Tal. Great stuff. I was just working through that whole process. Now, again, this week we were in the midst of the awards season. We had the Grammys, we had the Brits, we had the line from that. And I'm thinking, I couldn't believe that you weren't sort of billed as best international artist and best British artist. But that'll come. You know, I've got no problems with respect to that.
We'll keep plugging away. Actually, AOL today have just gone live on they've done a feature on worldwide on their main page, the main OL page, so they're screening Blind Like a Fool and doing like a write-up for the US, Canada and the UK, which I think collectively has something like 15 million hits, so...
Well,
fingers crossed that does something.
it has been a case, Tal, as we've said over the last few years, that you've been one of the best kept musical secrets that Britain and Australia have actually had for quite some time. So it all connected together. As you know, first album, fantastic. Moved through this. We've released, or is shortly to be released, the Alive EP. Much more positive than Dead or Half Comatose, you know, which could be alternative titles, really. No, it's Alive.
You know.
Exactly. With obviously Colourblind, Blind Like a Fool, Go Bathe in the Light, Ghost on the Water. We'll, I think, squeeze in Go Bathe in the Light in a few moments. In terms of that, are you kind of feeling that overall you're quite content with how things are developing and evolving, or would you say, no, I want to go back to reading books and doing stuff at Manchester University, etc.?
No, I'm very happy.
Good.
I'm very happy. I mean, we've got tours. We're going out to New York in April, and we're going to Germany, and then we're going back out to Oz, and there's a UK tour scheduled for May, I think. I'm just doing more and more and more and more music, which is fantastic, and I'm really pleased with this album. It was made with a lot of love and a lot of laughter, and all the different artists that were involved, I gave a track to 11 different artists, painters and sculptors and jewellery designers, and everyone's created a piece. And it's the final product is a book which tells the story of all that collaboration. And it came back from the printers last week, albeit 700 were damaged, so we're suing them for a reprint. But aside from that, the ones that we have got, which aren't damaged, are beautiful. And I'm really, really pleased with how the whole project's turned out, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, we certainly look forward to catching up with that. Now, we said in the trailer heads to this show, when we launched it on the various social networking sites and so on, that we were going to announce the latest album being released, of course, and this prestigious London venue on Friday, March the 4th. It can, in fact, be revealed that the album launch gig on the 4th of March will be the Tabernacle, Notting Hill.
Yes.
Glad you said that, Tal, because if you said, no, sorry, it's the Palladium, oh, no, yeah, where are we going? So what can folk actually look forward to at the official launch gig? I mean, first of all, our tickets still available, because it's one of those things I can see them being snapped up at the rate of knots here.
I think there are some still available yet, but they're going pretty fast. There's Joe. Yep. Who's going to be performing. Joe's an instrumentalist. She plays a cello, and it's just exceptional. And she was the girl I was touring with in Australia. She was my support, and also she's one of my band members. And then there's a German band called a friend of mine called Jim Croft, who I've known since I was a child. I've known since we've known each other since we were 12, 13, and he's flying over with his band to play. And there will also be the exhibition of all the different artwork created and all the different videos and installations made, and lots of other weird and wonderful, colourful characters kind of appearing throughout the night. So I'm excited for it.
It's going to be fantastic, and I do genuinely hope I can hopefully get there. We'll just have to negotiate a few bits and pieces. It's quite bizarre, because you mentioned Joe, of course, when you all set to actually perform at the Tree Festival last year that we were coordinating up in Teesside. Sadly, Joe had an incident which meant that she sort of injured herself, etc. I thought, this is the things that people will do simply to get out of a trip to the northeast. It's unbelievable, but, you know, still working that. And obviously, you mentioned that a book is produced, so I can certainly see literary festivals coming through with that, because you have managed to cross-reference a lot of those artworks and humanities areas in a really nice, sort of appropriate, dare I say it, Tal, holistic way.
Well, I just think it's, I mean, when you create something, you don't put a cap on that creativity.
Unless, of course, you're Justin Bieber, in which case, obviously, it should be have a cap on in years ago, but still there. Sorry, Justin Bieber fans. Sure.
But, I mean, I love collaborating and working with lots of different people, and I love the idea of someone being able to run free with something that I've written, and, you know, they create whatever they want to create. And that's, you know, the beauty of being an independent artist, is that I can do these projects. I can create books and art installations and, you know, travel around wherever I want to go in the world. You know, it's just a case of deciding what I want to do and then making it happen. And I've been really fortunate that the album was funded through Pledge Music, which is a site where your fans can go on and basically buy albums in advance or hire you for shows. And we've raised all the funding to do this project just through people that actually love the music and love the shows. So it's been an organic process for the last 6-7 years, and it just keeps building and keeps going. And it's I'm sort of really proud to have been able to do that.
This is the first time, of course, you've joined me on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, which was a relatively recent addition to the Midweek Drive family and so on. So we're working through that, and I feel a nice chilling moment of Go Bathe in the Light coming on. What say you, Tallulah?
Yeah, I love the song.
Whirling dervish on a stage, picture on fire, raven hair, raven stare, she's stepping up higher, taking a hold. Wide myth, free to touch, words drip desire. Endure, break the bone.
Well, Tal, it has to be said that you've succeeded in what people thought was quite impossible. We've actually featured all four of those fantastic Tallulah Randall albums from, of course, the Alive EP, which you can purchase in the usual sort of ways, etc. It's released on the 28th of February. just gets better and better. Great stuff.
Thank you.
The great news is that having launched the Midweek Drive Morning Edition, we can, as we'll hopefully be doing next week, go live to Australia at a reasonable time for any Antipodean listeners. So, yes, probably around about sort of, I think, 6 p.m. or thereabouts in parts of Australia, 6 or 8 p.m. if we're sort of approaching sort of 10 to 10 at present. I think we're going live to Jane Chapman will be joining us next week from Australia. So we're telling us about her journalistic research in terms of the whole thing. As you've already said, 2011 is shaping up to be simply heaven for 2011, as far as Tallulah Randall fans are concerned, which is great stuff from that point of view. Have you even thought about the third album as yet, or is that a case?
Started writing it.
Fantastic. This is great stuff.
When I was in Australia, so there's about four or five tracks written, but I kind of made a decision this year that this year is going to be about just about music and touring, so I was just going to collaborate as much as possible and, you know, just write as much as possible, and that was my mission for this year.
Makes absolutely perfect sense. That's the key thing. In fact, I'll have to sort of throw out a few more quotes to actually sort of say, such as, you know, Tallulah Randall's music is simple heaven on earth, you know, something along those sort of lines. I'm getting a bit worried if I put that to it. I mean, I feel as though I've been challenged by AOL and Contact Music to actually start working on that basis. Tal, it's been fabulous sharing some thoughts with your good self about life, the universe, and various other sort of bits and pieces as well. TallulahRendell.com is, of course, a go-to place to find all manner of other bits and pieces. Or, of course, you can listen again to all the speech interviews, etc., by simply using it on our podcast. Go to sirenonline.co.uk, pick up the shows, go to Midweek Drive, then find out the little piece halfway down the page which says, do you want to listen again to our interviews? And you click on that, and bang, wonderful things will happen from that point of view. It's just been Thee and Me, which actually makes a change. I mean, we've had so many positive things from people saying, oh, I'd love to actually be on the show. I think illness has struck Tal in various other ways, and you know what it's like sometimes when you're a university student, you think, I just can't cope with this anymore, I'm just going to stay in the duvet and listen to the show. So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
I have indeed. How many of these have we done? I was thinking about it the other day. We've been doing radio interviews since 2006, haven't we?
There we are, exactly. Yes. So we just...
And you're the most constant man in my life.
Oh, Tal. I like to feel that it's just the Capricornian goat connecting with the other earth signs and making
Virgo.
Sure... That, exactly. You know, so it's all working together. And as we say, it's always to get the world domination going. That's the routine.
Exactly.
Tallulah Randall, Alex Left, who knows what could be happening. So I take it then in the very near future you will return telephonically, and hopefully Jose will do another live location report in London with you.
Fantastic, yes.
But here we are, and time for Tina Turner.